Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time to check in with Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau. Get our weekly warnings. And Steve, this is troubling hearing about a scam involving Zelle. A lot of us use Zelle. What's happening with that?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. As you seen in the New York Times article recently, the Better Business Bureau is receiving more complaints on Zelle and other money transfers apps. And basically, what consumers need to remember, Bob, is they don't have the same protection that is afforded to them under the credit card protection. So what I mean by that is if you authorize a fraudulent charge to somebody, even though it's fraudulent charge to the person, you know, who's frauding you, you legally gave them that money. So the banks are sticking to that, and basically they're not covering your loss as they would on a credit card. And a lot of discussions, you know, regarding this is what clearly is who's liable for these losses. You know, banks say that, you know, returning money to defrauded customers is not their responsibility under these cash apps, you know, because they're protected under the law. So it's going to consumers be aware if you're using those cash apps to be very careful, especially the younger generation, Bob. They don't have the experience or expertise in knowing the law or what to look out for.
So what's the best advice for people who have used Zelle? Should they be worried going forward here?
Yeah, no, you can. Zelle's a safe app if you're sending to somebody you know and trust, Bob. That's the key. If you're sending to somebody that you just met briefly and they want money for this offer or buy this product, then you have to be concerned. So it's the fraudulent transactions that are the ones that have concerns to the BBB and others. So, again, if you're using to friends or people you know, yes, it's safe and widely used by a lot of Americans. Mm-hmm. No problems. But it's unfortunately, if you give it to a scammer freely, you might just open your window, Bob, and throw out the money. It's the same thing.
I get it. Now, let's talk a little bit about online shopping. The Better Business Bureau is still getting a lot of complaints and a lot of messages about fraud involving online shopping. What's the latest?
Exactly, Bob. We just released a study this week that shows our annual report on our scam tracker is that online scams are still the riskiest scams for the last 2 years. And a lot because, Bob, everybody's online now and doing all the banking, shopping, and everything else. And guess what? The scammers go there, you know, too. What we're seeing at the Better Business Bureau is a lot of fraudulent websites. And a lot of times consumers don't mean to buy the product. So we just did a recent study not too long ago, Bob, where it showed that 56% of the people that came to us and filed a complaint online fraud had no intention of buying that product that day. So they saw those pretty ads that follow you around, and unfortunately they didn't check on the company. Bob, that's the key. There's a lot of great businesses out there, Bob, as we know. Unfortunately, there's some bad actors that ruin it. So you got to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable company, and that's what the Better Business Bureau helps you with.
You can go to BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau site, check out businesses, also report rip-offs, BBB.org. And this is Consumer Protection Week, isn't it?
It is Consumer Protection Week, and it ends us on Saturday, but we just want consumers to be wary. The only way to protect yourself fully from scams is become educated about scams. And, Bob, there's not enough, you know, law. There's not enough laws, police, enforcement agencies to protect you from scams. So it's up to consumers to really understand what they're getting themselves into and be wary of them. And one of them is identity theft, Bob. And I've been a victim of identity theft, and I couldn't stop it from happening. So it's just a matter of if. It's not a matter of if, rather. It's a matter of when you become a victim of identity theft. And we want consumers to understand it. It's a big problem. It's a growing problem. But there's ways of preventing it. Please go to our Better Business Bureau website. We have all this information on how to protect yourself for the Consumer Protection Week. But get your annual credit report. You get it once a year, but now until April 20th, the government is allowing all free credit reports. So you can get them multiple times every week if you'd like until about April 20th when it does expire. So that's usually the first way that you find out you're a victim of identity theft. And the website is annualcreditreport.com.
annualcreditreport.com. Good advice, as always, from the CEO and President of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob. My pleasure.